Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at Newfem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's R-E-V-R-E-X.com. RevRex.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Books further down the street, the pool way down low.
I mentioned that this is going to be an historic week. We've got the GOP debate coming up on Wednesday in Simi Valley, the People's Republic of California. We've also got the impeachment inquiry. Jim Jordan
Interesting. Jim Jordan was on the Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, looking ahead to Thursday's impeachment inquiry. Let's check out Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee.
Do you know about the money that moved through Rob Walker's shell companies? Yes or no?
As I have said repeatedly, I have left these matters to Mr. Weiss. I've not intruded. I've not interfered. I've not tried to find out what he knows.
It's like you're looking the other way on purpose because everybody knows this stuff's happening. And you know what? People don't pay bribes to not get something in return, right? The China initiative resulted in the convictions of a Harvard professor, of someone at Monsanto. So we were working against the Chinese. They paid the Bidens. And now you're sitting here telling me that North Korea is the big threat.
Congressman, thank you for that hearing. It exposed so much. Merrick Garland said he did not recollect ever talking about the Hunter Biden investigation. What are the next steps here?
Well, we're going to continue to dig. We're going to continue to do our constitutional duty of oversight. And as the speaker announced 2 weeks ago, we are now in an impeachment inquiry phase of that oversight. So we've got a number of witnesses at DOJ we want to depose. And David Weiss is committed to come in front of the committee on October 18th. So we look forward to that. But you can boil this. I said this in the committee. You can boil this all down to the Burisma situation. Matt was right to talk about the China issue. But Burisma, I think, captures it all. Because Hunter Biden gets put on the board of Burisma, gets paid a lot of money. That's fact number one. Fact number two, he wasn't qualified to be on the board. Fact number three, the Burisma executives ask him, can you help us with the pressure we are facing, the pressure we are under? Fact number four, Joe Biden gets the prosecutor fired, uses American tax dollars, leverages American tax dollars to accomplish that, the very guy who was applying the pressure on Burisma. And then what does the Garland Justice Department do? They try to sweep it all under the rug. So much so that they allow the statute of limitations to lapse for the most serious tax felonies, tax concerns Hunter Biden had in 2014 and 2015. They let it lapse because those were the years that dealt with the Burisma income. And they were going to sweep it all under the rug, but for two brave whistleblowers and a judge in Delaware who called baloney on their crazy plea deal. So that's the whole story kind of captures the whole story right there. But then you add in all the other facts, and that's why we're in an impeachment inquiry phase.
Jim Jordan from Ohio on Sunday Morning Futures, looking ahead to Thursday's impeachment inquiry. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll let you hear from Kevin Child, a former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. We'll talk about our kids and their education. It's all straight ahead on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Raiders played their first home game of the season on Sunday Night Football, where they fell to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-18, and back out on the road for the next one in Los Angeles on Sunday, where the Chargers opened as 4.5-point favorites. UNLV football has covered the spread in all four games this season, including Saturday's 45-28 win over UTEP. Rebels are now 3-1 on the year and host Hawaii Saturday afternoon at Allegiant Stadium. UNLV is a 9.5-point favorite. And the Las Vegas Aces took another step forward in their quest to repeat as WNBA champions. They beat the Dallas Wings 97-83 in game one of their best-of-five semifinal series. Game two tomorrow night at Michelob Ultra Arena. The Aces are 10.5-point favorites.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Go to expertwindowchoice.com for full offer details.
Homeowners, if you've been putting off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now save $1,200 off any combination of three windows or a door from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most five-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. That's right, you can now save $1,200 off any combination of three windows or a door, but only for a limited time, so don't wait. Get your your free in-home window consultation and free price quote now. It's fast and easy. Just text RENEWAL to 200-300 to get a link to schedule your free consultation. Text RENEWAL to 200-300 and get $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $1,200 off top quality renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. Hurry, these massive savings end this month. Text RENEWAL to 200-300 right now and schedule your free consultation online today. Text the word RENEWAL to 200-300. Text RENEWAL to 200-300.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com.
Demopolis Law is donating $100,000 to charity. Your vote decides where the money goes. Visit 100kgiveaway.vegas. $10,000 in cash goes to those who vote. Together we rise, building stronger communities. Terms and conditions apply.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Have a new accident in Henderson. This is on the Beltway, 215 westbound after Stephanie, and also picking up after one of the south end of the resort corridor. That's a new one on 15 northbound of Tropicana. East Desert Inn and Sand Hill intersection still being cleared of an injury accident. Weather's going to look a lot better than traffic today. Sunny and warm afternoon temperatures are going to stop right around 93 degrees today. 72 right now, though. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The impasse between the Clark County School District and its teachers continues. I had a chance to visit with Kevin Child, a former Clark County School Board of Trustee member, and I asked him, where are we on this impasse between the teachers' union and the CCSD?
Well, again, as we discussed on your show about the teachers and CCSD, about their contract, it's an impasse, and it went to an arbitrator. So right now, the arbitrator is looking over details and the facts and the figures of who's going to get what and who's going to get, you know, they have to give what they're going to get for their dollars. Because remember, the teachers union's asking for a 10% raise this year and a 8% next year. So again, they have to make sure the money is there, and that's why they have an arbitrator, because each sides are not telling the truth. And I said this more and more, is both sides need to come to the table and act like grown-ups. And they haven't yet. And that's why they're, again, in with a arbitrator, Kevin.
You have been an advocate for what I call a forensic audit. They call it different things, different places. Tell me what a forensic audit is and how it differs from just a regular old-fashioned audit.
Well, let me start with a forensic audit, meaning it's nothing that nobody did wrong, but it's everything that you can find that's wrong. So what happens is when you do that forensic audit, it peels back the layer of the onion. You can see actually every line-by-line item. If something's amiss, then they have to see where that money is. Somebody could be spending money, not that it's criminal, but again, you get to have all eyes on that budget. And it's approximately with that, with to do a forensic audit, it's going to cost you probably about $1.8 to $2.5 million. But when you're spending over $3 billion, that's nothing to have accountability. I think the taxpayer, remember, it's the taxpayer's dollars at risk here that are educating our children. So we need this forensic audit to go line by line. I think every school district in Nevada needs to do that, Kevin, because, again, all 17. So again, it's not about good, bad, right, or wrong. It's about knowing those finances. And any good corporation would want that to happen.
Can Governor Lombardo, who said he wanted to be an education governor, is there anything he can do about this?
No, he can't. But again, the legislature can. And that's, they met, I mean, even when I was a school board trustee, I asked those legislators, they don't want to do that because then they don't have anything to scream and yell about. Again, it's that elephant in the room that, guess what, it's not being addressed because it all comes down to money. And it's just because you're spending more money in a school district doesn't mean you're going to have the best outcomes because there's some schools in America that are not spending as much as we are, but are getting better results than we are. It's all about managerial skills, Kevin.
Again, Kevin Child joining us, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. We were talking about Governor Lombardo. He rolled out last week a new program, the ACING Accountability Framework. It sounds good, but I'm still trying to put some meat on the bones, so to speak. What is this program about?
Well, Kevin, it's about metrics, but there's no metrics. You waited almost 9 months, and you rolled this out. And then you promised before that you're going to give billions of dollars without this program. So it took you 9 months. And you have to understand is if you're going to be an education governor, you better know what you're talking about. And this is the problem is that we have a problem is that we have, I look at this way, I made a coin phrase, a common sense approach to an educational problem. No one has a common sense approach. It's all about reading, writing, and arithmetic, Kevin. They don't address that in here because we need to have one curriculum through Nevada, how to read, write, and do math. And we don't have that. And it's all different in every 17 school districts. And if you have one, you won't have that problem. That way everybody knows that they have to hit this goal to make it to that goal. They have, and then you design a budget around that. And again, if there's also programs that you can, because remember, you have lower income families that are struggling because guess what? They're not getting their kids to school. And there's the biggest equation of them all is parents and parents in this educational equation. Because a lot of those parents don't take care of their kids after school or during school or after school because they're working. And they're working, and guess what? If you don't have a parent involved in education, Kevin, you're in trouble. But none of that addresses this, Kevin.
That's Kevin Child. I'm Kevin Wall. That's going to do it today. We'll tee it up again tomorrow, 6:05, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment is next. Pretty good. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope. that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo!
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is... done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday. Hope you had a great weekend, September 25th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Time to press the panic button. Biden family money, salt water in the drinking water, and a world record marathon all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, when will the Democrats pull the panic alarm? ABC News poll, 44% of Americans say they've gotten worse off financially under Biden's presidency. That is the worst result since they've been asking this question since 1986. 56% disapprove, 37% job performance approval, 37% approval. With the economy, 30% approval. With the border, 23% approval. And the big headline number is, if you had to vote today, 51% would vote for Trump, only 42% for Biden. As the House impeachment inquiry has begun, Congresswoman Nancy Mace said that Republicans expect to prove that the Biden family and businesses around them brought in more than $50 million. So far, the House Oversight Committee has found at least $20 million in business schemes in Romania, China, Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan. James Comer says he expects that number to be even higher because the committee has yet to uncover the personal bank records of Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother. We know that he negotiated a $140 million settlement deal in 2012 between a U.S. company and the Saudi Arabian government, of course, because of his relationship with the then vice president, Joe Biden, his brother. There hasn't been a lot of rain in the middle of the United States lately, so the Mississippi River is not flowing as powerfully as it normally does, which means salt water is starting to intrude north into the drinking water systems of New Orleans. The salt water is not being pushed back by the Mississippi River's normal mighty flow. So the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is planning to barge in 36 million gallons of fresh water daily. A woman broke the world record in the marathon. There's no catch to this story. She's actually a woman. I feel like I'm just used to that. A woman broke the world record. Turns out it's a man. This actually is a woman from Ethiopia. Berlin Marathon, 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 53 seconds. Broke the world record by 2 minutes. That is a 5-minute mile. 26 5-minute miles. So go to the track, run, that's 400, run one lap around in minute 15 seconds, and do that 105 times. Insane. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Hey, I want to tell you about Coin. That is spelled COIGN.com. It's America's only conservative credit card. Every time you use your credit card these days, you could be helping big banks give billions to liberal organizations like La Raza, BLM, the Clinton Foundation, and others. But now you can fight back. Coin offers unlimited cash back rewards, world-class theft and fraud protection, and the ability to align your dollars with your values. Coin gives a portion of every dollar they earn to conservative charities that Coin card holders vote on. So learn more and apply for a Coin credit card at coin.com/O'Reilly. That's COIGN.com/O'Reilly. Please go to coin.com/disclosures for more information.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at Newfem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, I am still very upset about the four babies, one of them killed by fentanyl in the Bronx, New York. You heard about the story. The daycare center, and then in the center, they were distributing fentanyl, and particles got in the air, killed a one-year-old, and three other kids under the age of three had to go to the hospital. One may die. So then we hear the usual hue and cry. Oh, we have to do something about fentanyl. Oh, yeah. And this is coming from the liberal politicians as well as the conservatives. Well, Joe Biden opened the border, and that has led to record amounts of heroin, fentanyl, cocaine, methamphetamine, you name it, streaming across the border, killing hundreds of thousands of Americans, including babies. So where's the responsibility that Joe Biden has? Why isn't that being discussed? And then you got the no bail laws. Fentanyl dealers don't even have to spend the night in prison. They bust them, they're right out going back to selling fentanyl. That's what these people do. But totally ignored are the drug addicts themselves who buy fentanyl to get high. And you know what this tells me? They want to die. They have no control over what they're ingesting into their bodies. They could go out in a heartbeat. And hundreds of thousands of them have been killed over the past few years. These drug addicts are causing mayhem everywhere, but they don't care because they want to die. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Janice Kidd, Ocean Springs, Mississippi, Has there ever been a time in our country, Bill, that our government has been more corrupt than it is today? What a good question, Janice. Two times I can point to the expansion west with Native Americans and the reservations, U.S. Grant's administration, unbelievably corrupt. Now, Grant himself wasn't, but he didn't provide any oversight, okay, until it was too late. So that was crazy corruption. And the 1920s with the boom.